That was Sick Relapse from Venturing's Ghost Holding. I would like to report on the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On August 6, the independent Red Leafs welcomed goaltender Steve Bukovsky, who hails from Calgary, stands at 6 feet 1 inches or 185 centimeters and weighs 203 pounds or 92 kilograms. Spent the last season with the Carleton Ravens, which play in the U Sports in Ontario University Athletics, based in Ottawa, Ontario. With the Ravens, Bukovsky posted an 8-6-1 record with an 879 save percentage. Before his time with the Carleton Ravens, Bukovsky spent the 2022-23 and 2023-24 seasons with Merrimack College, an NCAA Division I school based in North Andover, Massachusetts, but never played for the Warriors. On August 8th, the independent Red Leafs recruited forward Gray Hamilton. Gray A. Hamilton, who hails from Chilliwack, stands at 6 feet 2 inches or 188 centimeters and weighs 181 pounds or 82 kilograms. Spent the last season with two teams, Kenai Brown Bears, which play in the North American Hockey League based in Soldotna, Alaska, where Hamilton scored 8 goals, 17 assists for 25 points, followed by a stint with the Langley Rivermen, based in the independent British Columbia Hockey League, where he scored 6 goals, 4 assists for 10 points. Gray A. Hamilton, who also played in the Alberta Junior Hockey League, was one of original recruits to the University of Tennessee Tigers, which announced that they will not play in the upcoming season back on July 10th. The independent Red Leafs start the 2025-26 season on September 12th as it visits the UBC Thunderbirds, who come to Burnaby's Bill Copeland. 1 week later, on September 19th, the independent Red Leafs home opener.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Volunteering at CGSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CGSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CGSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cgsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome back. The fifth group is Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, The Gorge, score from the Apple original film. Here is Observation 2.
Thank you.
I would like to provide updates for the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is a Senior A box lacrosse amateur league sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many of its players competing in the National Lacrosse League, which is spread throughout North America in winters. The 2025 WLA playoffs returned to action on August 5th as the second seed New West Salmon Bellies defeated the third seed Victoria Shamrocks 11-7, as the Salmon Bellies were led by Mitch Jones 4 goals, 3 assists as the first star, Hayden Dixon with 3 goals, 3 assists as a second star, while Cam Dunkerley made 55 saves in the losing effort as a third star at New West Queen's Park Arena, as the host Salmon Bellies grabbed a 2-1 lead on the Shamrocks. On August 6, the 4th seed Maple Ridge Barrage bested the top seed Coquitlam Adirondacks 9-7, as the Barrage were led by Marcus Claridge's goal, 4 assists as a first star, Brandon Humphreys 41 saves as a third star, while Jalen Chester led the Adirondacks with 3 goals and an assist in the losing effort as the second star at Coquitlam Sports Center, as the visitors Barrage stayed alive in their best of 5 series against the Adirondacks. On August 7th, the second seed New West shellacked the third seed Victoria 12-6, as the Salmon Bellies were led by Ty Kurtz 3 goals, 3 assists as the first star, Will Malcolm's 4 goals as the second star, while Will Johansson tallied an assist in the losing effort as the third star, as New West advanced to the 2025 WLA Finals, and the host Victoria were eliminated at the Q Center in Colwood 3-1. On August 8th, the top seed Coquitlam bested 4th seed Maple Ridge 10-7 at Planet Ice Cam Neely Arena, as the Adirondacks eliminated the host Barrage 3-1 to advance to the 2025 WLA Finals. Coquitlam was led by Keane Moon with 4 goals, 2 assists as the first star, Tyler Garrison with a goal as a third star, while Dylan McIntosh scored 3 goals and 3 assists in Maple Ridge's final game as the second star. On August 9th, the WLA released its 2025 Finals and Man Cup schedules, as the New West Salmon Bellies, the second seed, and the Coquitlam Adirondacks, the top seed, will start its best of 7 series on August 12th at Poirier Sports Center in Coquitlam, with the ball drop at 7:30. Meanwhile, the Man Cup 2025, which pits the best lacrosse team in BC with the one in Ontario, will start on September 7th.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
I would like to provide the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. On August 6th, the SPS clarified their responsibilities in South Surrey West, which they took over on July 28th, on its X, as it provides frontline policing and investigative duties in South Surrey West, border between Mud Bay, the Serpentine River South Bank, 152nd Street to the north, the west side of 152nd Street until it meets Highway 99, and goes all the way to the U.S. border to south, including the Semiahmoo First Nations, but excludes the White Rock City, currently policed by the RCMP, according to Tom Seterek of Surrey Now Leader. As for the latest numbers, DSPS has 563 sworn police officers with 106 women, 457 men, 240 visible minorities, 21 indigenous, and 474 civilian employees.
Looking for a community who will support you on your academic journey? The Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.
Welcome back. The sixth act is Resistor's Headcase, the Truckus SCFU Explicit. Sorry, the mouse in the CJSF on your studio has been freezing every now and then. Now it will be SCFU Explicit from Resistor's Headcase.
Yeah.
you for listening to episode 31 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Now to the last tune before 11, it's Jules Riley's Ghost Spirit with Every Day There's a Sunset.
I give all to you.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. It keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
You're listening Hi. To...